What's up, chicken heads? It's episode number 45 of this here podcast, which will never have a nickname, whatever. This is Jackie, 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland. Actually, right now, I'm in central Maryland, and I'm just leaving friend's house, Aaron from 3guys.info. It's another podcast I do. If you don't listen to it, you should probably A, eat a bag of baby dicks, and B, fucking listen to it. It's on 3guys.info. It's a whole different sense of humor than what I have on here. I don't even think this is funny at all. I don't think I'm very funny when I'm talking by myself. But when I have, you know, it's like when you have those jokes that are in your head, like observational humor, and you say it to yourself in your head, and you're like, oh my God, I'm so fucking funny. You know, when I tell my own stories to myself, I think I'm hilarious. But when it comes out, it's not hilarious at all. And so 3guys.info, it's a very it's darker gallows slash just fucked up humor. It's not the same as my normal everyday humor. So if you like stuff like, you know, Distorted View or Nobody Likes Onions, we do that kind of shit. Racial kid touching humor, I guess. There's no really better way to say it. And so we just recorded two episodes tonight, and we have a live stream. We got that going on Ustream, and we're gonna try to figure out how to do it through Skype and all that stuff, because Ustream is, I think, 20 seconds behind, so the chat is always irrelevant because it's 20 seconds behind. But I want to thank everybody who joined into the fucking chat. As you can hear in the background, I'm not listening to my normal chill music that I listen to when I do the podcast. It's actually the Bee Gees, because A, the Bee Gees are fantastic, and B, that's pretty much it. They're just fantastic. We just had two episodes, and I think we started at about 5:30. So yeah, two episodes, 1 hour each. Really good episodes, in fact. We had a few people in the live chat, and you know, I know they're all regulars of my podcast, so thank you guys for heading over there, and thank you guys for getting that kind of humor. Because people who don't get that kind of humor, something wrong with them, in my opinion. Because you have to be able to laugh at just the absurdity and shittiness of this world. Like, you know, rape and kid touchery, that's a word, I think. Not funny, but you can totally make it funny. Like, it might not be funny to you, but, you know, obviously stand-up comedians, there's plenty of stand-up comedians who make plenty of fucking money off of jokes like that. And you know, we're not trying to say rape is awesome or kid touchery is awesome. We're trying to say, hey, it's stupid, but here are some jokes that are funny. And I wouldn't say it's not a professional show by any stretch. It's me and two of my friends, and we're just talking shit, sometimes just talking about you know, regular everyday life, sex, a lot of sexual jokes. Today we talked about cars, and I'm not even a car person. We talk about video games a lot, talk about drinking a lot, because we're all alcoholics, and, you know, don't fool yourself, so are you. And I went on a fucking rant about being angry while watching porn, and I've never been angry while, you know, destroying my own nether regions, because, you know, generally that's a happy time. You know, I'm sitting by myself, I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be good. And I had a situation where I was watching something that just didn't make me happy. And it wasn't like gagging, because that stuff's fucking gross. And it wasn't like terrible gangbanging or DVDA, which I found out what DVDA is because I was watching some YouTube video where some guy was talking about pornography. And I was like, what the fuck is DVDA? Firstly, I'm not going to explain it, but look it up on UrbanDictionary.com, DVDA, and DVDA is basically, to me, four gay dudes and one very unfortunate woman who will not have a problem giving birth at all because she has had so much stuff in and out of her. Yeah, DVDA... oh, speaking of the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love? Jeez, I love this song, firstly. But this fucking song, How Deep Is Your Love, was playing in the background of this fucking gangbang porn that I was watching. Okay, no. It wasn't gangbanging. It was a strip club, and it was one-on-one sex, but it was just a lot of sex going on in the strip club. And it's not fair. Dude, strip clubs, it's not like, I would never bang a stripper, because that's fucking That's just a festering pool of everything. Everything in the world is in her crotch. Seriously. They create diseases down there, strippers. But, like, you hear about, as a dude, you hear about how male strip clubs, just anything goes. There's, like, touching and wangs just everywhere. It's just not cool. And I see all these videos, and, where women are going there and just getting touched by dudes and women touching dudes, and it just stuff that's not kosher. And actually, I have a friend, I think it was her, not her bachelorette party, somebody's party, and she went to a strip club, male strip club there, and I don't know where, probably in Baltimore, and she turned around for a second, and she got, I call it ninja teabagged, but she got teabagged. Some stripper, just like, as she turned around, just plopped his nuts right on her forehead. Oh, it's still funny to me. And she just, like, she was confused and didn't know what was going on. And her sister, like, won't let her live it down. But she didn't even know the term teabagging. And I was like, please, I play video games. I know what the term teabag means. So I know somebody who got teabagged, and it makes me laugh like a little bitch. So male strip clubs, I don't get it. But what I was talking about on the episode was that male strip clubs, not cool, not fair, that, we can't just fucking, it's basically molest strippers. Not that I would, but women can molest these male strippers. It's fucking, it's gross. I mean, if he's sticking his wang in you, he's probably sticking his wang in the chick before you. You know, there's just a pool of AIDS. They're just sharing it, like fucking Facebook friending, but STDs. Ugh, gross. And you know what, that's the thing. I don't understand. I've never understood. I'll never understand AIDS and STDs. And I say this because I'm fucking clean, as far as I know. I can't listen to this song anymore without thinking about that fucking gangbang. So I need to switch it. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the regular shit. What I don't understand about STDs and AIDS and all that shit is, I get it. If you are having unprotected sex, then you run the risk of getting crabs, AIDS, whatever. Well, how does that happen? Like, how did it initially happen? Is it just a gene mutation originally? I don't know. But, like, there are tons of people who just have unprotected sex left and right, and they don't get AIDS, crabs, whatever. Is it, like, when you finally bang somebody who has AIDS, that's how you get it? Or I don't know how that works. You know, this isn't research. I'm not, like, trying to get AIDS. But I don't understand how that works. Like, I know a bunch of people who just fuck randomly. Like, raw dog, I hate that fucking term. And I go over that in the latest Three Guys episode. Raw dog, such a fucking gross term. But I know a bunch of dudes who just, and chicks, who just bang willy-nilly. That's not a guy. And they're clean, as far as they know. And I don't understand that. How does that happen? Like, can I just go around just banging random chicks? Because, like, if I just bang one wrong person, I can get AIDS. But, like I said, there are people I know that, and people that I don't know, that just bang randomly and they're fine. Like, porn stars. That's, like, the perfect example. You know, porn stars bang random porn stars. And, okay, they get tested, whatever. But getting tested doesn't prevent you from getting AIDS. How does that work? I don't know. Anyway, so Three Guys Walking to a Bar is a podcast where we just talk about random shit like that. And, you know, you'll get a better sense of the humor that I'm into and that I dole out, I guess. It's unabashed, unashamed. I don't care about hurting whatever groups. I might have dropped the term Sambo in the first episode tonight. I might have. I don't care. It's funny is funny, and you know, a crossing line is crossing line. But if you're being funny with no intent of being a piece of shit, then I find it to be okay. And yeah. So listen to 3guys.info. It's good shit. But I didn't really have anything to talk about. I have 5 minutes left. But it snowed and iced last night in Maryland, which just means, oh my God, worst drivers ever. And this morning, well, firstly, I'm glad that I got new tires last week, because if I didn't, I didn't have treads my old tires. I would have fell into a fucking ravine and died. And that would have been not cool, because then I couldn't have put out an awesome episode of 3guys.info or this awesome episode right here for you lovely folk. But you know, it's icy and shit, and there's an SUV following behind me two car lengths. It's one car length between us and then him or her, I don't know. And it sees me sliding, about to hit a rail, almost fall into a river, and it backs up for, you know, a moment. Oh my God, he's about to fall into a river. What the fuck am I going to do? You know, that's what I would do too. But after I fix myself, because I've slid enough, I know how to turn my wheel, because I've been driving for over 10 years. I'm fine. And after I correct myself and I'm going, you know, even 10 miles over the speed limit on a windy back road in the snow and ice. It's terrible ice. Like, seriously, I almost fell into a fucking river. This guy gets back within one car length of me. I'm like, you're retarded. Firstly, you're going to cause me to fucking crash. And secondly, I'm going to hit you if I fucking swerve again. This isn't even, like, about you know, stupidity. It's about protecting yourself. Why the fuck are you on my ass? You just saw what I did. I'm obviously a very bad driver. Hell, right now I'm on my fucking cell phone talking to you pieces of shit instead of watching the road. So, Maryland drivers, retarded. Like, people up in the neck of the woods that I live, slow fucking drivers. But on the back roads, fastest drivers you'll find... short of the fucking Indianapolis 500. And then in Central Maryland, terrible slow drivers. So fuck Maryland drivers. I don't understand. I had to take a fucking detour today because there was a downed wire on the road I was going to take. I had to take a fucking back road, but whatever. So yeah, that's that. I just wanted to say another fuck you to Maryland drivers, because they don't know shit. And I had a terrible day at work today. So when I got over to Aaron's house to record episodes of 3guys.info, I had some terribly cheap vodka, and then tried out 4 Loko for the first time, which, if you don't know the controversy about 4 Loko, I don't know where the fuck you've been, but this is post-controversy. This is, like, I think they've taken out the caffeine, and it's just alcohol. It's just malt liquor, and this is not very good. And it's not very good, and it didn't really do much to me, but I guess I am talking pretty fast right now, so I guess I'm kind of feeling it. But energy drinks, I hate them. Red Bull vodkas, I think, are retarded, because, you know, alcohol makes you want to fight, and the Red Bull is going to give you that energy to fight, and that's not a good thing. I was talking to friends earlier today at work. I don't like bombs. I don't like sake bombs, Jaeger bombs. I think that's for wusses, basically. That's just me, though. I also don't like drinking Jaeger. Jaeger is my drink of choice. I don't like mixing Jaeger. I think when you mix it, you're kind of a bitch. Though I do like redheaded sluts. They're very delicious. I think that when you're drinking Jaeger, you should drink and taste and feel the fucking viscosity of it. It's like motor oil, and it really is kind of like the lung butter, that the tar that you get after you're smoking a cigarette. That's what it reminds me of. So yeah, no Jaeger bombing, no Jaeger mixing. Jaeger, drink it straight. It's deer blood and 1,000 other herbs and spices, or whatever the fuck it is, or whatever the urban legends say it is. Anyway. That's all I got, because I'm about to hit the back roads again, where I almost fell into a fucking ravine. It's great. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond, 3guys.info. Check it out, guys. The next two episodes are going to be really good, so maybe wait for the next two episodes. I'll tell you when those come out. Otherwise, TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com. That's about it. Thanks, guys, for listening, and thank you once again for checking out the live feed if you were there. If you weren't, fuck you. I don't need you. Twinkie Beyond at twitter.com.